It's not really that I have the preacher's itch. But I believe God's got something He wants in store for us here tonight, Brother Frank. I mean, He's enjoyed what you felt so far. Amen. He's in this house. I'm not going to focus on distractions. I'm not going to focus on what the devil's trying to do. I'm focusing on what God's got in store for us. I'm just glad God's got something in store for us. Amen. I'm gonna go ahead and preach a little bit, if that's all right. I know we got a lot of singers and testifiers. Hopefully we got a lot of prayer warriors back there praying. Our minds, you know why in Acts chapter 2 there was such a powerful thing happening in Acts chapter 2 was because they came like-minded, because they came in the upper room, because they was obedient to God. Amen. Y'all can feel free to turn those heaters down back there if you want to. In Exodus chapter 3, I want to read over this a little bit. This is what's good about God. I can tell you what God's done for me. Probably every one of us in here can tell you, or most of us in here can give you an experience. I'm all time talking about when I was over in the other church over there and what God done for me. And you know what He done? He showed Himself real to me. Let me repeat that again. He showed Himself real to me. Everybody with me? It wasn't that He was really showing Himself to maybe other individuals. You know, they could, probably was people sitting there, didn't feel what I felt. Because that night, Sister Vernon Jean was not only that God can't just bless one, God can move in everybody's life at the same time. Y'all know that? But Brother Tobe, that He showed Himself to me that night over there and let me realize one thing, that He was still God. Amen. He manifested Himself. And I tell you what, I feel like tonight, and I'm going to preach, may not preach very long, but I don't know. Sometimes I say that, it ends up different when I say. But I'm going to preach on a divine manifestation. There's folks, and George this morning, he had things happen in his life this morning that I don't think he's really seen what God's really going to do altogether. I can tell you right now, I've experienced some things with God, and I'm not through seeing God move. How about you? Praise God. Let's look over into Exodus chapter 3. Amen. I know we've prayed. I know we've shook hands, but I'm not through, and I don't believe God's through in this house, and I'm going to preach a little bit. Amen. I don't see how the word could hurt any of us. To you? Amen. Now, verse 1. Let's go ahead and read verse 1 in Exodus chapter 3. It said, "Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God called Horeb. The angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. When the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Draw not nigh, and hither put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. The Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and have heard thy cry by reason of their taskmaster, for I know their sorrows. Let's pray. Father, tonight we thank you for this service. Thank you, Lord, for your presence in this house. Lord, have your will and way the remainder of this service. Lord, anoint me to say what you want said in this message tonight. Lord, touch lives here tonight, we pray. Strengthen those around about us. Lord, we praise you, Lord, for victory. We thank you, Lord, for victory. Lord, in this house tonight, Lord, touch lives here tonight as only you can. Anoint me to say what you want said as you do the work. Lord, I'm just going to plant, maybe water a little bit, and you're going to give the increase. Lord, we praise you tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. The vine is godly. It's a deity that you and I can't really comprehend, I believe. Manifestation is showing and appearing and showing up, appearing, declaring a revelation. Moses was on the backside of the desert, and he had a manifestation, Brother Josh. The Lord showed himself real, Brother Mark, to Moses. And what happened was it didn't stop there. He continued to show himself real to Moses. Moses found himself a little later on down the road, Brother Barney, with leading the children of Israel out, and found himself up against the Red Sea and Pharaoh's army coming behind, Sister Van Curen. And that same God that said, I'm the God of your father Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That same God showed himself real when he was up against the Red Sea and nowhere to go. He manifested himself in something along this line. As he had this rod, which was also called the rod of God. It was authority that he had because of his relationship with the Father. And folks, I can tell you, when we become one of God's children, we have some authority this world doesn't have. Anybody with me? I'm not here because of the authority of myself, but I've got authority because of the blood of Christ in my life. Amen. I'm a born-again child of the King. And when he found himself in that place in life, you may be here tonight and you don't really have that strength and that hope because you've not really accepted God in your life and he's not ruling and reigning, so it makes a difference. But when you've got God on your side, you can stand up in the midst of darkness, Brother Josh, and let God manifest himself to you. He said, what you got in your hand there, Moses? And he looks, he just got that rod. Amen, that God had given him. I like to say this a lot of times. We try to figure out what we can do and what we can't do. But I tell you what I like to tell the devil is I've got this in my hand. I've got the Word of God. Not only in my hand, I've got this Word in my heart. I'm just glad you got the Word in your heart. Do you realize what Jesus said to the devil after Jesus fasted 40 days and 40 nights? And we might think that we should get to a place that God has set a plateau the devil don't move upon us. But I can tell you, the devil's going to tempt you no matter how godly you think you are. The devil's going to come to you and try to distract you, try to get you to go back into sin, or maybe try to keep you in sin when God's trying to say, come on out of sin. Amen. But Jesus said to the devil himself, Sister Bernadine, he said, it's written, Satan, get thee behind me. Praise God. Amen. There's something powerful in this Word of God. Amen. Jesus come to save the world. Amen. Not to condemn the world. And whosoever would call upon his name shall be saved. That's me, folks. I'm a whosoever. Praise God. And as Moses found himself against the Red Sea and had no place to go, and I like to let my mind imagine, he could probably feel the ground shaking because Pharaoh's army was coming. Amen. He stretched forth that rod. Praise God, folks, it's time that you stretch forth this rod. Amen. Preach the Word of God. Speak the Word of God to that mountain. Praise God. Amen. Maybe you're here and need God. Amen. Let the devil know the Word of God said, whosoever would call on his name shall be saved. Praise God. There comes a time in your life you've got to use the Word of God upon the battle you're facing, because this Word will stand when the world falls around you. What you got in your hand, Moses? Oh, looks just like a little old rod. Amen. The world would look at this and say, that's just a book. There's all kind of books. But praise God, this book is going to stand. This book is inspired by the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And this word will stand when nothing else will. He said, if you'll just get yourself together, two or three that agree. Brother Danny, step down there with me. Appreciate that, Brother Danny. He said, let's agree. Amen. We begin to agree. Amen. That God would have his way in this service. I can tell you right now, by the anointing of God, God's not through working in this house tonight. Amen. Praise God. There comes a time God's going to manifest himself to you. You can hear me preach. You can hear me scream. You can see me shout. You can see me stay in the spirit. But my God will manifest himself to you. Moses stretched forth that rod. You know what really was the place there? I don't believe Moses felt real godly. Moses might have been a little bit fearful. But Moses got to the point, I might as well trust God in this deal. But told these folks in life is going as far as they can go. They're nowhere else to go. Just try God. Hallelujah. He stretched forth that rod. But God, my God, began to manifest himself. He began to show up on the scene. Amen. I tell you right now, folks, when you start trusting God, you start believing God's word's true. Amen. My God's going to come on the scene for you. He's going to move in your behalf. Praise God. Stretch forth that rod, that water begin to part. Sister Joyce. Amen. God began to move in that behalf of Brother Moses. And amen. You know, how many remembers what Moses said to his brother Aaron? He said, so I can't speak very good. He said, send my brother Aaron. Let him be the leader. God was going to show himself and use Moses, wasn't he? You may be sitting here saying, God won't work for me. Don't sit there and let the devil lie to you. God will. Anybody with me? God doesn't look at your ability. He don't lie. You see, if you'll read the scriptures, you'll find out. And I love Sister Ann. She's not here tonight, and I'd say the same thing. Amen. She has a problem with her speech sometimes. She'll start to stutter. And you know what she'll say? She said, I'm going to get it said no matter what. She don't let that hinder her. A lot of us would be so proud we wouldn't say a word. We'd be afraid we're going to stutter. But she'll stutter her way through, amen, to that God thing. Anytime you turn around, she's ready to talk. Hallelujah. So what happened was, it didn't matter about Moses' ability. Amen. Can I tell you right now, it doesn't matter about the things in your life. It matters about your availability to God. It matters about when you believe what the Word says. Anybody believe what the Word says? Whew. I believe the Word tonight. He'll manifest himself to you. To you. I can't get past that. He will show himself real to you. Amen. We don't know. Amen. Sister Van Kuren, she gets up and tells what God done for her. Amen. Different ones get up and say what God's done for them. Can I tell you right now? Amen. If you believe the word and trust the word, God will do things for you. Hallelujah. I couldn't. Now listen, God's not going to call everybody to preach, but you might be shocked sometimes who he does. You sure wouldn't think Peter would be a man that'd be a candidate for a preacher, would you? Sure wouldn't think Saul would have been a man to be a candidate for a preacher, would you? God said, because they trusted him, that's simply because they believed in him and done what the word said, he manifested himself to them. I mean, he's glad for the manifestation power of God. A lot of things will show up in your life, but they're not divine. Hello? A lot of things will happen, but they're not God-inspired. But there are things that will happen in your life that is God in the middle of it. Praise God. He said, take your shoes off, Moses. I always say this. It's not that the ground was great. It was just that God was there. That's what made that place holy. Well, Paul, it's not that I'm anybody come. It's just simply the fact God called me. I don't know why he did, but he did. And I tell you what, I don't ask him to change anything there. I just say, Lord, show yourself to me and through me. Let's look over. I want to skip some of the stuff I was going to read, I guess. John chapter 14. John chapter 14, familiar scriptures, drop down about verse 12. God's still in this house. You still got your mind on the Lord? Verse 12 says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth not on me, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also.
And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And if thou shalt ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandments. I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Glory to God. Jesus was trying to comfort those around him, and there's going to be some help coming, boys. Amen. You're not out here by yourself. Can I tell you right now, God's not left you out there by yourself. Amen. If you feel like you've got no place to go, amen, go to God on things. Amen. Trust God in what the Lord said he'll do. Praise God. Amen. He will touch your life and manifest himself to you. Praise God. God just simply wants us to believe him. How many believes here tonight? Praise God. It's not about what he's done for me. That's just something to give you an example of encouragement to you. It's what God will do for you. I can tell you what he's done for me. You can actually see the effects of that. I talk about my buddy Billy Bowers often. Amen. God delivered him from alcohol addiction. Totaled out 7 vehicles in his lifetime. Crawl out of him, didn't even know how he got there, how he even got home. Now that's God. Hello? Oh no, preacher. God won't work like that while you're in sin. Oh yes, he will. Mama home and sister home pleading the blood of Christ, Brother Frank, over old Billy Bowers' life out there, and old Billy out there running a life of sin. Amen. But there's one day that the Lord showed himself to Billy. Amen. He knew what mama had. He knew what was going on. He believed what the preacher said. Amen. But there come a day that God manifested himself in Billy's life. Praise God. I'm here to tell you right now, God will show himself real in your life. He said, Jesus said, these things I do, you should do greater. Send you back some power. Power come to this world in Acts chapter 2. Powerhouse is what we are. How many is glad you're a powerhouse? Well, David said we're a juggernaut. How many is glad you're an unstoppable force through the power of God? I'm glad I'm that force through Jesus Christ. It's not because of me. It's because of him. Stand with me tonight. I could preach on, but I feel like we just need to pray some more. Amen. Maybe you're here tonight. You need God to show himself to you. Come on, folks, and let's get ready again tonight. Well, you preacher, you've already been trying to do an altar call. I'm giving another altar call. Praise God. Amen. Maybe you're here tonight and you need God to show up in your life. Maybe you've been a Christian a long time. Maybe you've not been. Maybe you're backed up on God. I don't know what the case is, but I felt like preaching that this afternoon about him showing up and showing himself real to you. And I believe God's going to do that for somebody tonight. Amen. Did that for George this morning. Let's give the Lord another hand clap and praise for that. Amen. Praise God. Showed up. Amen. George stepped out and God done a work in his life. So let's pray, folks. Amen. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Father, tonight, I preach what you wanted me to preach, Lord. I can't do it, but you can. Praise God. Touch lives in this house. Lord, we feel your presence here in this house, Lord. I praise you tonight. Praise you tonight, Lord. Have your will and have your way in this service. Praise your name. Only you can make that decision to allow God to show himself in your life. Take somebody by the hand next to you and let's pray. Take somebody by the hand. Let's pray. Father, have your will. Have your way in this service, God. Show yourself real to somebody here tonight. Praise God. That your love is real. That you mean business, Lord. That we can't do this in ourselves, but through you, all things are possible. You're our strength in this time of trouble. Stronghold. In a time of sorrow. Thank you, Jesus. How about it tonight? I've done my part. And I'm still praying. And God's still moving. With an everlasting love, he's drawing right now. Praise God. Take somebody by the hand. Say, go with me. Let's go to that altar. Let's pray.
Amen. Same, girls. Make your way.